Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Remember Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah.
I've memorized the part in the music where the good part happens.
The good part.
When the poop comes out. Right. Poop.
Hello. Hello.
What's up?
Guys, we have Sipsox merch on right now, and this is not an ad, so don't hit the fast forward 15 second button.
Stop it.
Don't do it. This is the regular pod right here. This is the normal.
What's
up? You have the Stiff Hub jacket, which
Stiff
is
Hub.
A certain website copied our flow right there. So
Sick of people taking our own shit, dude. Anyways, you guys should cop it. It's fucking unbelievably. First of all, it's so comfortable.
So cozy.
And second of all, you'll just rep your number one website. This is Spotify
and
Rap.
Podcast.
It's kind of Spotify Rap for your own
Spotify
penis.
Wrap your hand around your COCK.
Exactly.
And then I have on the more family friendly, super clean, a gentleman's podcast, Stiff Socks. Classic gray hoodie, which also we have in the inverse with blue.
I love those.
With the sweats here that are gray with also the triple logo. Really clean, really sick. We have the inverse blue colorway with white or gray. It's fire. It's absolutely fire. And it's on SipSockShop.com.
Listen, all right. I know a lot of people are like, wow, man, what do I get my girlfriend? What do I get my boyfriend? What do I get my mom?
This. A new man.
Okay.
Well, that too.
Well, that too. That too, but this,
the
okay?
The perfect gift. The merch is here now.
It's here now. And
fellas,
you get
buy
it
yourself
now.
A gift.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
You got to buy your girlfriend a gift, buy your mom and dad a gift. What about yourself a gift?
Yes, because.
Promo code you.
Promo code, this is 2025. All right, this is this is the year of our Lord. Jesus is just going to be born. And to celebrate that, you get yourself a freaking Stiff Sock hoodie, all right? StiffSockShop.com, all right?
What are you guys getting for yourself this year? You got to get yourself a. End of the year gift.
Fucking utensils. Oh, dude, I'm tired of flipping scrambled eggs with spoons. Like, I need to level up. Bro, like, I'm an adult and I'm over here flipping. I'm eating cereal with spatulas and it's bad. I mean, dude, I have probably 3 days straight of, like, silverware. And then once those 3 days are gone, like, I'm fucked. Well, wash the dishes. No.
Yeah, washing the dishes.
You want me to wash dishes before I eat? Or, like, you ever done that? I mean, of course we all have. But, like, you're heating up food or you pull out food. And you realize you have to wash a single dish in there, and it's all gross. It's got like bacon grease on it.
It's pretty sad. Washing one dish is sad.
We should do plates.
What do you mean?
For merch.
We should. And then, and do we just buy them?
Yeah. I'm gonna do that. What else? You know, I bought a diffuser. God, my house smells like a fucking hotel.
Buddy,
I love it.
I've been on that. The oil diffuser with a little bit of eucalyptus, a little bit of fucking
eucalyptus
lemon.
Dick.
Excuse me, dude. You know what I'm gonna get myself, which I've already bought, and I'm so excited for it to come.
Golf simulator.
Oh my god, dude! If I had a golf simulator, I would quit this podcast. Podcast.
That sounds like what you could buy to get no ads on this, like the AMC, the podcast. Tired of Blue Chew ads? Get podcast.
This is what I'm gonna do. I've already bought it. I'm very excited for it to come. Oh, come. Hey now. I bought myself a brand new duvet, a comforter, and pillows.
Ooh.
Dude,
I'm going to have the same duvet, comforter, and pillows until I'm dead. Until I'm like 93.
But listen, man, you deserve it. I bought myself like an extra hefty one.
Oh, all right.
Like full of down.
Who?
Down.
Who?
Down.
What are you saying?
You know the
full of down?
Stuff that you put inside of a
Dawn?
Comforter? Down.
What is down?
All right, let's stop the podcast right now. What's down? Sir?
What are you talking about?
The stuff that ducks have, the duck feathers.
That's called down?
Yeah, down.
This is news to me.
You know how, you know, like a North Face, it's like all puffy?
Yeah.
It has down in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jack has some of that in it too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Last name Syndrome. It's down.
Downy?
I'm going to fucking
Dude,
break it.
I don't know which, I've never heard down before.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this blanket stuff with down?
Yeah, I think you're, I
know I'm right.
Yeah, but like why is down down and down is down?
This is what I'm yelling
so
at for 10 years.
So eastbound and down is about feathers?
Correct. Correct.
So Jack has feather syndrome?
100%, dude. Jack's mom's a goose. But I've been having this like real fucking shitty duvet for so long, or shitty comforter.
Yeah.
And I slept at my girlfriend's parents' house, and we slept with the comforter, and they had like a heavy one, and it felt like a fucking cloud, bro. I slept like a goddamn rock.
Yeah.
Like the rock.
A rock.
A rock. That's also in down. But it.
Go ahead.
But it's so nice, dude.
Where'd you order it from? Bed Bath & Beyond? They're out of business.
Macy's.
Macy's has anything. You could type in like bell pepper.
It has
Macy's
a parade.
Holy shit.
Yep. It has a parade. So that's what I got myself for Christmas. Go ahead. Keep going.
Are parades profitable?
Yes.
How? Just a giant ad?
Yeah.
Why do we give a fuck about ads? Like oh, there's a giant, a Macy's parade?
It's a parade. It's literally.
It's a commercial break.
It's, the whole thing's a commercial break.
People line up for it.
The whole thing's like, hey.
Bro, who do you think's gonna be the first person to sponsor the ball drop New Year's Eve? Like, they're gonna put a QR code on it.
Blue Chew.
I wish.
It's a ball.
Do you ever find that video you're looking for? No. Oh, it should be.
Yeah. And it should be a blue ball.
So you bought a new setup. When's it get here? It's got to get here all together at once.
Yeah, it is. And dude, I'm like, buddy, I bought like actually king size pillows, like the big ones.
Hey,
to put like
that's a body pillow for you.
That's what it's, it's two of my bodies. But they're huge, dude. Because we kept buying pillowcases, but the pillowcase had so much extra fucking cloth.
Oh, all mine need to be circumcised.
That's what I'm saying, dog. So much, dude.
So much lady on my pillow.
Foreskin, dude. But we bought big, and you put the, and it fits. Dude, I like, yeah, man, nothing, it's, I'm going to sleep like a fucking king. And dude, we've been having the same motherfucking sheets for a year. They're yellow.
I've had, dude, my sheets, the rug under my bed, everything, my headboard isn't screwed in. Everything's been the same since I got it.
What do you mean your headboard's not screwed in?
I've told you this, it's not screwed in, and it wobbles.
Oh yeah, dude.
It's like a goalpost, it's kind of just back there. It's for looks.
But can we...
But you know what's nice? If you're doing a little bit of clapping, a little C-L-A-P-P-I-N-G...
Are you talking about sex?
That might be true. Since it's not on... Since it's not screwed in, it's extra wobbly. So it really sounds like I'm doing something.
Yo, your headboard's a metronome.
Hey!
Clap,
metrodome.
Clap, metrodome.
Dome.
I love his songs. Clapping. Dude... Clank, clank, clank. You know what's great is you have a house, so you don't really have neighbors. That's
I do.
Pretty cool.
You can still hear them.
You can?
Oh yeah, because
shut the fuck
for
up.
For whatever reason, there's not a lot of like backyard space where I live, so all the kids play out front.
Kill them.
Well, for some people, it's a benefit.
Yeah, some people it's a video game.
But you could hear the kids screaming, and I like wake up to them like playing the swing sets in the front yard. That's not a front yard activity.
No. If I have a swing set that's close to my fucking house, I mean, dude, furious. When's the last time you swung?
3 weeks ago.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You were on a swing?
Yeah.
Why? A sex one or a regular one?
Regular. No, I was trying to make a video and I needed to be like by a park.
Uh-oh. Yeah, a video. What type? One that you're not going to post?
Cam. Yeah. No, I was trying to do something from a tree, and then there's a swing.
This seems illegal.
Actually, pretty legal. Pretty legal. All my clothes are on. When was the last time you swung?
I don't like swinging. It makes me dizzy.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't feel great after.
Dude, but I'm saying if I'm in a house and motherfuckers are swinging, I'm about to turn those kids into a piñata.
Oh, no. yeah, it's something. It's like it. You walk past, and you're like, oh man, Suburban Family. But you wake up to it, you're like, shut up.
Now. Birds also need to shut up.
Yeah, they need to get in tune.
Like I like that idea.
Either harmonize or don't. When it's just like ah.
Yeah, the single one's crazy.
But when they're like doo, 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 like when they're like kind of like in a group, corset. What is that?
A corset? You mean a quartet?
Yeah. What's a corset?
A corset's when a girl wears a suckered tummy and
I thought it was a two-seater.
You ever seen a waist trainer? Those are weird.
Yeah. All those are out the window now that Ozempic's here. Everyone's like, well, I wear this thing and it makes me sweat more around the waist. And now it's just like, hey, how about you just jab yourself?
Dude, how many people are on Ozempic? Not, you know what I mean? Like, what's the percentage?
You can tell.
You can.
It's like a weird, like when they're newly on it, like, dude, you look great. The weight loss. And then you see the same person again a month later and you're like, you are whittling away.
Yeah, you look like E.T. in the river.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Ladies and gents, Michael Blassan, I'm yelling about feet doing stand-up comedy, where I will tell you guys.
Tonight.
Tonight. I'll be in Minneapolis, added show. Go, get tickets. They're going freaking fast.
And Mikey, then show ad.
That's what they call me on the streets. Rolls December the 5th, I will be in Madison, Wisconsin.
I love that
theater. Oh, I'm so excited. December 6th, I'll be in Chicago. December 19th through 20th, I'll be in Stamford, Connecticut. We just added a show, actually.
Hey!
Mikey show tickets, whatever the
Mikey
frick.
Mikey show ads.
And that's it. And then December 15th, I'll be in Burlington, Vermont. January 16th, I'll be in Portland, Maine. I'm just going to yell some cities. Hear them, go get tickets. Hartford, Connecticut, Poughkeepsie, New York, Baltimore, Ben Salem, Lexington, Cincinnati, Charleston, West Virginia, Rochester, Vegas, Cleveland, Spokane, Seattle, Eugene, Dayton, Vancouver, Calgary, Charlotte, and Denver. I'll be dead before then. BlahComedy.com, BlahComedy.com.
Trevor Wallace, this weekend, dude, I'm hitting the 6th, 7th,
yeah,
brother. December 6th and 7th, I'm doing Salt Lake City. Almost sold out. Boise, December 7th. Sunday, we added a late show.
No, that's gonna be Trevor, show it!
On a Sunday, 2026, we're hitting the ground running. Nashville, I'm doing the freaking rhyme in December. Holy shit. January 8th, January 9th, Louisville. January 10th, Cleveland, Ohio. And then, baby, we're bringing it back home. Los Angeles, January 16th, the biggest LA show I've ever done at the Wiltern. January 17th, my literal hometown, Ventura County, Ventura, Majestic Terra Theater. Then we're just going to list them off. If you hear your city, go to my website, trevorwallace.com. I just got a new website. Also, go check it out. It's freaking beautiful. San Luis Obispo, Bakersfield, Fresno, Oakland. We added a San Luis Obispo show, Sacramento, Reno, adding a Sacramento show,
no!
Austin, Grand Prairie, Dallas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Chesterfield, Memphis, Birmingham, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado Springs, Red Bank, Huntington, Boston. We added another show, trevorwallace.com. Come see the tour, man. I'm having a lot of fun on stage, and it's been a blast, man. I'm excited to spend the holidays and the new year with you. trevorwallace.com or Blau Comedy for tickets.
Oh, shit. Who the hell's at the door?
It's literally my cock, and I'm on Bluetooth.
Are you serious?
I'm literally floating off a bean right now.
Buddy, I'm so sick of people being like, yeah, my cock doesn't work. We have Blue Chew, dude. Guys, enter the freaking room dick first. All right, Blue Chew isn't just a tablet, okay? It's a cheat code for your freaking dick. Stronger, harder, longer, lasting, like someone gave you downstairs a freaking pep talk and a gym membership.
It's the original brand offering chewable tablets for a better sex.
Yes.
Guys, this isn't about performance. It's about a legacy or that third legacy. So the joke here is a bigger penis. Give her a group chat something to talk about. You know what they're talking about in that group chat when you lay it down. They say, girl, how was that shit? And they send back the wheelchair emoji.
That's what I'm saying,
dude. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com.
It's a freaking thing, dude. It's delivered right to your door in a street packaging, okay? You don't got to go to freaking Walmart or wherever you go to get pills and be like, excuse me, my penis is al dente. Please help me out, all right? Just go to freaking BlueChew.com, all right? You discover your freaking options there, okay? And just do it, okay? And we've got a special deal for our listeners, all right? As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. You freaking heard me, okay? Just use promo code SOCKS at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join behind Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And a big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Goddamn. It's gnarly. You're almost like, yeah, let's get some food back on
you. Yeah, you look a little gaunt.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like, it's just like, where does it all go? You shit it out?
Oh, that's actually a great question. I don't know.
Like, in my head, you just kind of like freeze dry. But freeze dry makes you bigger. Never mind.
You know what's weird is it's not like it just makes you not hungry. Right?
That's part of it.
Oh, there's other stuff?
I think you shit your pants a lot.
Really?
I don't know. You shit out weight?
We should get on it. So skinny.
No, dude. It would like really, it would highlight my face. And I think I already have a big head. Compared to my body, it would not be good.
Dude, I think your head's perfect for your body.
If I'm looking thin, thanks, man. If I'm looking too thin, I need to beef up. I look in the mirror, I'm like, dude. Or if I like poke my head out, I'm like, dude, this. It's, I don't know. Maybe it's an angles thing.
Yeah, my head is too little for my body.
You should do Ozempic.
But I think it shrinks my head too. No.
I don't know.
It doesn't shrink bones.
No.
I'm too jacked. I wish I was real.
You go to put a needle in, the needle would bend.
Dude, I want to do steroids.
Okay.
I want to get fucking huge. Like, I want to get
But then you're on stage dumb. And you're like trying to do jokes, and people are like, shut up, you're hot and jacked. Why are you here?
That's awesome. Go to Gold's. Then I have to put a fucking hoodie back on. You think you could beat?
No.
Oh, all right. What about an average high school girl basketball player?
What do you mean she's average? Yeah, I think so.
You think you'd beat a high school girls basketball?
Absolutely.
I think they would fucking trounce you in 1-on-1.
And probably. But it doesn't mean I couldn't, like, you know, pump fake and then do a Hail Mary 3.
I'm not saying just score 1 point. I'm saying beat them in 1-on-1.
Oh, no, no. Could you?
Some. Yeah. Some would absolutely fucking.
You said your brother beat you in a game of horse over the holidays?
I was so mad. It's the first time he ever beat me. And our
was the score? H-R-S-E to what?
H-O-R. Actually, H-O maybe.
You got smoked.
I got smoked.
So you're washed.
I was pissed.
Jack could probably beat you.
No. I would literally bet every camera in here that'd beat Jack. I don't even own him.
You beat Shaq?
Jack.
Are you Aaron Carter?
Did Aaron Carter beat Shaq?
He had his whole song. And that's how I beat Shaq. It's crazy to beat Shaq and then make a diss track on it. I don't know if it's a diss track, but it did radio numbers.
All right.
Yeah, it's a banger.
Could you imagine being Shaq?
He's been famous for so long. Dude, I went to Best Buy. Oh, fuck Best Buy. I went to Best Buy and Shaq is he's on a billboard for printers. This man works for the General. He's got like an energy shot.
Yeah, it is insane. Shaq has never said no to anything. This is my take on the song. Aaron Carter's team pitched Shaq this song, and Shaq said no, because he didn't beat me. This guy's 3'9" and white with blonde hair, and he might be 11. I'm not having every kid in America thinking I lost to this motherfucker. And then they go, $4 million. And he goes, sounds good.
Well, they probably saw his sales and how much he was like, there wasn't even streaming back then, but like, kid was on every radio station.
How much money do you think Aaron Carter made in his career?
He probably made a lot as a child. I don't know who gets the money when you're a kid. It all goes to your parents, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's some weird
thing. Imagine touring and your parents are like, honey, you see the direct deposit?
So mad.
No.
How do they set up how much money you get per month?
I don't know. Can't be good. Anytime I've ever seen a Disney star on a podcast talking about the money and all this stuff, it's never good. But also, if a kid had all the money, you'd blow it anyways.
Yeah, but don't you? I mean, I sang the fucking songs. Let me buy pizza and hookers.
Should we get into the rest of the episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
Guys, we have Brandon Rogers on, who is so funny, a good friend of mine, a good friend of the podcast, a YouTube icon, an icon in general. You know him as the voice of Blitzo. The guy's, he's awesome. I'm truly a fan and a friend, but a fan first, and he's just so funny. We had him on the White Psych. We shot a guessing game with him, so we also had a podcast with him. So if it sounds a little different, it's because it's recorded on our lavalier mics, but it still sounds great, and it looks beautiful. Brandon Rogers, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy.
I like the Magic School Bus. That thing never gets lost.
I like to bust. Wait, is none of this on camera?
Are we in?
Magic School Bust. No, so what
they never showed on the Magic School Bus was it coming out of the anus. It was always going in. And did they ever show it coming out?
I think he peed it out, didn't he?
You peed it out?
I think he peed it out.
Hey, Arnold had a Magic School Bus?
Arnold was the nerd in Magic School Bus. And they went in his little body. And then he pissed. I think he peed him out.
Whose freaky ass idea was it to be like, oh, let's send the yellow bus up their ass? Did nobody question that?
Animators.
Somebody pull it up.
Okay, hold on. It went up. I don't remember the ass episode.
They went inside Arnold. I don't think they went in or out of his ass.
Wasn't it up the ass?
No.
It was never up the ass?
I think it was probably like up the nose or in the mouth.
I've been doing a joke for the last year about how a colonoscopy is like a Magic School Bus. Am I wrong? Is this not fact-checkual?
I don't know if they ever went.
Did I just make him a new word, fact-checkual?
Fact-checkual, I love it.
Okay.
I'll come to that. But it does make sense, though, for you to be like, colonoscopy is like Magic School Bus. That makes sense, because you go inside the body.
Everyone knows it went in bodies.
Which is insane, because, like, read a fucking textbook. Why do we need to go inside a body to be like, those are the red blood cells?
Right.
I would take a tour, though.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it'd be like a Hollywood tour. They have, like, binoculars out the window.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the coin.
Right, what if we found cancer? And you have to tell them?
Oh, man.
Where was that episode? It flies out, it parks, beep, beep. Hey, Arnold, bad news.
Bad news, you got something growing. We don't know what it is.
You got sickle cell, and you're like, what?
You should make that a sketch. That'd be really funny. By the way, Brandon Rogers here, who I've been a fan of for a long time on YouTube. Friend of mine as well. We've made videos together, and you've just done so much. And Vine is coming back. And you said that started your career. I want to say I saw the angry grandpa in a 6-second clip when I was in college. I would watch so much Vine. I would like, my hours on Vine, I would brain rot so hard on Vine between classes because I just loved everything about sketch comedy.
I knew you were mentally ill when I met you.
Good. And what sparked that?
I just love playing characters.
Oh, no, the mentally ill part.
Oh, you watching my Vine.
Ah, yes, yes.
I met you, well, you know, I was mentally ill when you met me. I don't remember this meeting that we had at a party that I think, it was like a VidCon thing or something like that. I remember grabbing coffee with you because we exchanged phone numbers.
We did at a Starbucks.
You met a blacked out, troubled version of myself. And that version of me got your phone number somehow.
At VidCon?
It was at a party. I think it was like a Studio 71 party or something like that. But we ran into each other, and then you were like,
Yes. You
were like, you make those sketches on something, and somehow we became friends.
But kissed,
I've never doubted my drunk self because...
Your drunk self is networking while your brain is sleeping. Isn't that great?
I was taking a fat nap.
Yeah.
I was in REM when you met me.
Oh, I love that band.
Two jokes.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, okay, that deserved itself.
Okay, so you were on Vine, but when sorry to make it so interview, when was the first video you made?
I was making videos back in when I was a kid before YouTube was even around. Like I had a VHS camera and I was just making stuff in high school. It was always with the intention of making my friends laugh because we'd screen them at each other's houses.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Screenings of the houses?
Yeah. Our teachers would let us use their classrooms during lunch, and we would just, like, every Friday screen videos, like sketches that we'd shoot.
And play them and whatnot?
Yeah. It was supposed to be the anime club, but then we started, like, making videos after school together, and the anime club turned into, like, the video club. Mm. And we would just play these sketches we would make, and... They were awful. We'd record them on VHS tapes, and then we didn't have any editing software, so if we fucked up a take, we would just rewind the tape back.
Oh, you do a one take. You do a one-er.
Kind of, yeah. Like, we would edit it in the camera. So if we fucked up, you just go back and record it over. And you could see the sun going down between each shot.
Yeah.
Because we had no lighting equipment.
Did you ever get in trouble for any of the sketches?
Are
there any, like, raunchy ones? Because I remember, I mean, obviously this was different times when I was in high school, but, like, one of my friends in art class, they made a French claymation, and they named the guys, all the guys were, like, Pepe Le Pew or something, and it was two guys in the claymation, they made fuck each other, and they showed this, like, a whole class.
Oh, my God.
I think it's
still
somewhere
on Facebook. Did they get in
trouble? No, but, like, back then, everyone was like, dude, French guys, fucking hell yeah. But, like,
in class, and they didn't get in trouble.
Claymation, yeah.
Dude,
I have no idea, but it was.
There's gotta be some. There's like some creative integrity behind that. You're making two French guys.
It was two claymations getting clapped out. I don't know.
Two baguettes going back and forth. Good for them.
I feel like if I was to animate clay people fucking each other. Can you say clay people?
You can.
I don't know. It's getting close out there.
I feel like if you were to animate to clay people, I wouldn't be able to make it look like they were fucking.
I can see if they can text it to me. But I remember that was one of those things where like we were all reminiscing like years after high school. And we're like, yeah, I can't believe this teacher let us do it. Is that still on Facebook? Yeah, we should take that down. I wasn't a part of the group, but like, I remember seeing that video. And it was like very like French music. Ha, ha, ha. And they like voiced it over. And the ha, ha, ha. Le fuck, le fuck, le fuck. Like it was
they very. Fuck, le fuck, oh, they were doing the voices and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, it was like a South Park episode, but like not good.
You know what's funny is like my school was odd because you would get in trouble for something like that, yet the bio teacher was like fucking one of the students. And we're all like, can he get in trouble? He's getting a nut off with an 18-year-old and I'm drawing tits and now I'm in trouble?
Yeah.
It's just bullshit.
That is.
I stole one beaker tits. And I'm in trouble?
You drew the worst tits?
I drew the worst tits. I loved to draw when I was a kid. I drew the greatest abs and biceps, but when it came to tits, they just looked like weird balls.
Tits do look like weird balls.
But mine actually just looked like balls that were, I guess,
we
weird
drawing tits. The wrinkles and the hairs on it?
They kind of just went like this and just became like two orbs. Like they would stuff, orbs. Like there were basketballs that they stuffed in their, I don't know, I just drew two balls.
And was that to like show the other guys in the class, like, hey, tits.
I would be obsessed with drawing like super villains and they would always have like, tits. A lot of them would have cleavage, right?
They all do.
Supervillains have tits?
A lot of supervillains have cleavage and tits.
Pull that up real quick.
I mean, every, rule 34, every woman that is drawn in anime or
flat-chested cartoon,
they don't exist. Just massive honkers consistently.
Or it's like Mrs. Incredible is like a little, but like she got it all in the back.
Yeah.
You could have that too. I was much better at drawing asses. Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, dude, that gets to me.
And so did you draw a pair of tits and be like, it's more balls. I think I like men.
I think that might have been what did it for me.
Well, I think that's maybe why you drew tits that were bad and abs and arms that were good. It's like, I like this. I don't love this.
Right.
So you don't give enough.
It was in the art.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But then your teacher was like, are those tits? Or no, it's just balls. I swear. And she's like, oh, all right, hell yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll let it fly. But if those were tits I was looking at.
Did anyone else in your video club go on to make videos like YouTube or going to do something, or are they all depressed working at it hurts?
I don't keep in touch with anyone from, I really don't keep in touch with anyone from the, from high school.
I'm impressed when people keep in touch with
people
from
high school.
I am
too. I think it's very normal to.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you got high school friends is like this deep connection or whatever. I talked to zero people from high school.
And that's not to disqualify how deep it was. It is a deep like connection. Like high school is a lot of people's. It's like my first time feeling like, oh, you can connect with people like this. What did you say about hard what?
Saying it's very deep. And I was like, we're still talking about his teacher?
Oh, very.
God damn.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The holidays are a time of tradition. Some people have many in their family and some have none or are just beginning their own. Now is the time to reflect on what they mean to you and rewrite those traditions and make your own. Incorporating therapy into your new and existing traditions can help ensure you take time for yourself during what can be very joyful, but sometimes very hectic and lonely time of the year. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I like working so much throughout the year, but December slows down and it's kind of tough for me. And I really rely on therapy to talk to somebody through these slower and weird times.
As always say, Stiff Socks is a big proponent of therapy, okay? We are both in therapy. I can't even stress how much it helps us on a day-to-day basis, okay? It gives us the skill set that we need to attack adulthood to find happiness. And during the holiday season, sometimes it can be lonely, and that's why therapy can help you currently right now, okay? And BetterHelp is where you go, okay? BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S., okay? BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals, all right? With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally, and it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. This December, start a new tradition by taking care of you. Our listeners get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That is betterhelp.com/socks.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the first time you're really like, oh, wow, I can bond with someone to this degree.
Then you also like realize what you bonded over and how simple it was, but how deep that bond was. It's like one time I held his legs for a cake stand. And you're like, yeah, that's it. Like,
that's it, yeah.
And I knew he'd be my boy for life.
I let my buddy use my Honda Accord to get head in, and like, we became friends after that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
Because he gave you head.
Hello, I'm Michael.
Bing bong. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Brandon Rogers, no shoes on. We got the socks out.
And they're anything but soft. That's a play on your fucking show.
I feel like so much of your stuff gets...
demonetized.
Does it get a lot of demonetized?
Not when I blow YouTube and they like it. No, but really YouTube has been pretty...
Give me his number.
YouTube is very... they're interesting with how they pick what gets demonetized and what doesn't.
It's fascinating.
For the most part, no. My stuff does not get demonetized, but... There are videos that, you know, that go in the green, and I'm like, really, it's manually approved. I'm like,
yeah, I love that.
I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Like, you get the, yeah.
Of course. I feel like some of your stuff has just made its way into, like, the Internet Hall of Fame.
Game recognizes game.
Thank you very much. But I just feel like, do people connect the dots on all this stuff? Because, like, a child, what would you even type in for that?
There's only one thing worse than a rapist.
A child. Can we pull that clip up? It is so fucking funny. And I think everybody just has this clip like engraved in the head, but I don't think people like know where the origin or where it comes from or that it's your channel or something. Like, I feel like since oftentimes when you do character work, you look different in every video. People don't even know. Is that Brandon Rogers? Like,
I'm not going to lie. That's the only reason why I haven't gotten Invisalign and like kept this gap wide open. Cause this is like my fucking calling card that all my characters have.
Oh, right.
And so, it is a very big compliment when people don't know that I'm from other memes. And I'm like, oh, wow, cool. I really chameleoned myself into that thing and they don't know they're the same thing. That particular meme that you're talking about.
I feel like I've seen so many remakes out of it. I've seen that so many times.
That was such a fun video to make.
But it's like a whole video and then that's just like a 10 second part of it.
Yeah, that's the very first like... I think it's like six. It's 6 seconds because Vine. That's where someone re-uploaded that part to Vine. So that's the first 6 seconds of that episode. But
great hook.
You got to start strong right at the top.
Strong hook.
When you see that and you feel like people don't know it's you, do you feel compelled to be like, "That's my shit"?
Not anymore. You're like, the first like year or 2 years or 3 years, it felt very validating. That's me. But like. I don't know, you scratch an itch long enough, you don't itch anymore.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Ooh.
And so, I don't know, maybe fans still make you come in the comment section, but I don't.
I just feel like that's just, I don't know, a clip always makes me laugh, but it's also like, I don't know if people are like a one for one where they're like, I think you've just done so many different types of characters, it's almost hard to keep track of like, oh shit, that is Brandon Rogers, that is. Do you have a character that you wish took off more? You're like, dude, this is so funny to me.
Great question.
I wish more people liked this character.
No, it's not really. The ones that did well are the ones I were hoping would do well. Like my Bryce Tankthrust character, my CEO, like she, you know, I see her all over. I mean, she's my most memed.
Did she say, move, I'm gay?
No, that's, she's not gay. She hates the gay.
That's a good hook.
LGBTQ community. What? Or no, LGBT community, and she's surprised there's a Q in there. And she goes, what's that for, queer?
But what is the one where you go, move, I'm gay?
That was, I play a gay office worker in that one.
That was
shot in the office I used to work in before I did YouTube full time.
Oh, that's
and
great.
So they let me do that sketch in there.
Did you tell them the premise at all?
No, my boss was very chill with like, I had to shoot whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, cool.
He watched my videos outside of my job there and he he was he thought they were funny. And so if I wanted to film something in the office, he would just let me do it. I don't know anyone who like allows you to have a roof over your head while you chase your dreams until you can do it on your own.
What office job was it?
It was a law firm. I worked at a law firm for 3.5 years.
Which is a perfect place to film because it looks so office-y.
It's so office-y. Law firms are the most office-y.
It was awful. The overhead lighting was so bright.
Yeah, what is it? Fix it.
Oh my God. And there's like people over there and they all give you the weird little smile.
It's a very unnatural environment.
And I've been out of it for so long that I thought that this was weird.
Yeah.
You worked corporate, right? You worked
It was a corporate job, but it was a cooler job. It still was in entertainment, but I was doing like social media for this company for like 3 years.
You have to work in like a cubicle or like a desk or something?
It was like an open
one of those open concept workflow.
Yeah, but it was just like a giant room of like a bunch of desks, and that it was super cold every day, and then that awful lighting.
I don't like open concept. I like having my shit in my.
Yeah.
I don't need a fucking all my friends to see it what I'm fapping to at work.
It also makes me want to work less if I can see what you're doing. Cubicle is great. Sit in this corner, stare at this cardboard, and shut up.
I actually do thrive at. I've tried having, like, you know, the whole feng shui thing. You have your desk facing your room or your desk facing a wall, which is supposed to be bed. I kind of like it. I don't know why. I like having, like, a corner where I'm just cranking shit out. Like, I have in my office, my desk is in the corner facing the wall away from the window.
Wow.
I think subconsciously I tried to recreate the cubicle effect.
Wow.
I mean, there is something, and, I mean, they recreate it on so many offices, right? There is something about the cubicle that makes you work harder,
you tune everything. I don't know.
I want to say it brings us back to like elementary school or middle school when you had the paper folders around you.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, privacy mode is on, and you're like, I'm in this element, I'm in this zone.
I hated that person. Let me cheat off your paper.
Oh, I would put holes in. I'd put little glory holes in and peek through it with little pencils.
Were you a cheating person?
I cheated.
Of course.
Yeah, I did, and I hated when they put the shield up. But I put shields up, too.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, because I like to draw dicks and things. What did you say?
I put a shield up when I studied. I was an asshole because when I studied, I was like, no one's getting my shit. I studied. But when I didn't study, your hands. I didn't study, gotcha. Which is crazy.
The shit that pissed me off the most is when you started to look over it and then they'd put an arm out. What are we doing?
Yeah. Also,
you're an idiot.
You know what's funny
so
too?
Much.
Is when you're cheating off me. Hey, buddy. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm done.
So you're fucking up because I have no idea.
I hate the kids that think they have something to lose by you looking up. It's like, this isn't costing you shit.
But it's so funny when they notice you and then they put the arm out in front of it.
Yeah.
Oh. King of their homework. Oh my God.
That should have been like grounds to fight. Like if somebody does, you go, cool, ding, 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 square up. Were you able to pull up that clip or is that TV?
There is only one thing worse than a rapist. Boom. A child.
It's so good. It just feels so like it's everything that I love. I love in camera zooms. Anytime I'm filming something, like we can do it in post. I go no. It just the camera like it. That's the emphasis.
Yeah.
You can direct the audience how to feel with like the zooms. It's just it's I don't know.
And Nick Rose, who played the his character's named Philip, the guy with the dead eyes, a child. That I think was the only take we shot.
Really?
We were laughing so hard when we filmed that. Even when we wrote that joke, we knew like this has to be the first joke out of the episode because this is. We just loved it so much, yeah.
It's shot interesting too because you reveal the punchline, but he says it's so funny that it doesn't matter that we already know it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You rip it, child, and then you come in and goes, a child.
And it's also, it's so just, funny. Yeah, it's how he says it. It's the voice. It's we're all thinking it. He just, yeah. He believes in it, you know. And
I just feel like there people were like, right, like professional screenwriters wrote that, and they're like, fuck, why didn't I think of that?
Oh.
God damn it, it's just so funny.
Thank you.
That and the grandpa is just so funny.
Grandpa, I love playing that character. He's such a comfortable character to play because you slow everything down. He wears loose clothes. He's very like, because all my characters are like, you know, they're always the louder. But with him, he kind of sits back here, kind of talks like, he always just, he's very pulled back and mellow. Yeah. And that's just a nice difference when you're playing high energy characters all the time.
It's just like the voice. And then there's a part where you're in, I think, a Target and the candy bag hits you in the head.
Yeah.
That part makes me laugh so hard.
I was much less of a germaphobe than I am. I don't want to say, I'm not a germaphobe, but like I am very aware of when my hands are dirty. And having that bag, that was like take 10 of that bag flying and missing my face and landing on the ground. We picked it back up, threw it again, picked it back
and
up.
And it was a Target or Walmart?
It was a Target.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah it's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Walmart's got like fentanyl in the bags, but.
Yeah, I would have got pink eye at Walmart.
Yes.
You see their logo, it looks like an asshole.
True.
It does.
That's a good merch t-shirt right there.
Six crinkles.
You can put a little bus right in there. Callback.
Busting.
You should make that on a shirt. I got pink eye at Walmart.
Yeah, and pink then eye at Walmart.
That would, sell 50,000 shirts.
So Vine is back. Is that what this is saying?
The Divine app is what it's going to be called? Ugh.
I don't know.
So that's adding 100,000 old Vines. I'm curious if you guys were like told about this. Are they going to use your...
Man, no one told me cock. I have not heard about any of this.
I...
Where are I'm curious where a lot of the Vine stars are besides King Batch.
I think a lot of them are still making content.
Yeah.
My favorite one is this guy, Weekly Chris. He's off the grid. He made like thirst trap videos, and they were just so funny to me.
What do you mean? Oh,
he would just like trapper. He would like talk to the camera like it was a girl, and he had this one that was like so famous for not a good reason. He's looking at the camera, like bites his lip. He's like, "Stop! Oh. You make me nervous."
And
like,
"Oh, you show me this dude."
Yes,
you can show
dude,
me
and
this
he
guy.
Like. I what's that thing called Mandela effect? I kept looking for it and I couldn't find it. This guy, but like, dude, like this type of like content was the fucking funniest reason.
Wow, he was the dude that started this type of content.
Yeah.
And then TikTok took it over and then
now everyone's oh my god.
But like, dude, I mean, this did numbers for women back in the day. Brandon Rivera is still kicking, I will say, which is crazy.
Yeah.
He's still out here.
He looks a little Matt Rife-y when he was younger.
Well, let's just say this. Weekly Chris walks so Matt Rife could run. Can we go ahead and say that?
I'm down for it.
But this guy made, like, I'm just trying to think what all I even like watching on there. I always like just the quick... Just like I either like anything that ends on a hard punchline or like a quick like a sound. I love cutting on a sound.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm. So they're bringing Vine back. So is there a Vine, Trevor? Is there a Vine where you're like, all right, I'm gonna start my count off. You had to use an old Vine. What's the one you're gonna be like? I'm putting that
of
shit first.
Mine
of
or
yours.
Something like
of
an
yours.
Old Vine?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by In Da Cloud, baby. You survived Black Friday, but your family's gifting group chat, not so much. In Da Cloud is the only upgrade that doesn't cost $400 extra. You know, when your uncle brings up a crypto at the Christmas dinner. Yeah, there's a gummy for that. Or even a soda for fast results. Holiday cheer? More like holiday sheer. Panic, that is. In Da Cloud can fix that one gummy at a time. Dude, you promised to keep it chill this year. And then you got to sign mashed potatoes and emotional labor. Good thing the calm comes canned now.
In Da Cloud is your online dispensary for gummies, flowers, pre-rolls, and now zero sugar, zero calorie sodas. That is right. Okay, all federally legal, THC, DEA certified, lab tested, shipped discreet. This season, make taking the edge off part of your self-care routine
edge.
With flavors that hit faster than family drama.
Dude, I love taking these just to wind down, whether it's a long day at work or I just want a nice, chill, relaxing Saturday. Dude, or I'll take one of these before bed. I'll be in the dreams. Do you hear me, my man?
Buddy.
Do you hear me, my man?
In
the cloud, where the sheep at?
So, ladies and gents, if you're 21 or older, visit inthecloud.co and use code SOCKS for 25% off and free shipping. That is inthecloud.co. Code SOCKS, 25% off, free shipping, and a calmer holiday guaranteed.
INDACloud.co. If you're 21 and older, visit INDACloud.co and use code SOCKS for 25% off plus free shipping. That's INDACloud.co/SOCKS. 25% off, free shipping, and a calmer holiday guaranteed.
Goddamn. All of them are such shit. I was like 22. Like, I don't, they were all so bad. Go to that top left one. Maybe this one where...
Is this you?
Oh, cute. A lemonade stand. Thank you. This tastes like shit.
That's funny, dude. I'm a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I spit... I like got them and then like went to the side did that where they weren't there and then get the reaction.
Yeah.
But I'm not an insane person, but probably, I don't know.
I don't like that people are doing glasses content now where they actually do shit like that in front of actual employees working at places and they
like
have no idea they're being recorded.
If you work at a Walmart, you're signing up to be on TikTok is pretty much what's happening.
I know.
Those employees, they went from just like stocking the shelves so high off an edible. Now there's a camera in front of them be like, hey, I'm looking, can you go on the intercom and type in Hugh Jass. Can you look for my brother Hugh Jass?
Yeah,
or they're just
the whole thing. I feel bad for Home Depot employees, dude. Home Depot employees, everything. I'm sorry, just some girl with a fat ass in fucking Home Depot, and you're like, can these
Home
dudes?
Home Depot.
Correct, but can these dudes just work? Why are we pranking these
the
people?
The ones
man?
I do find humorous which is just the lowest brow, but it's so simple. They'll go buy something at any store and they have the glasses recording and they buy like a cucumber and then baby oil and then like a tissue
duct tape
box.
Duct tape.
And then they just like meme the cashier's reactions with like that like Dexter that
dramatic
song.
Music.
And I mean like, it is
fun.
Well, they'll go up to people and they'll have like a pumpkin with a hole cut in it and a condom coming out. Yeah. I'm like, hey, can I return this? I mean, that is funny, but like, I mean, anything's content now.
I really do live under a rock and I don't watch a lot of stuff. I just, most of the time I just get high and think of what I want to make next. And then I just make that thing and I put it out there and then I go under my rock. And then I'm just at conventions the rest of the time. But fucking, I don't know. I feel like our content, even though we've adapted over the years, I feel like you and I have stayed relatively authentic to what we think is funny. And I think that's really
cool. And even if I go somewhere, like even like the White Sykes stuff I've done like on other people's channels, I have so much fun doing it. I go, how can I do it, but like put my own spin on it, or it still feel like Trevor Wallace or any of that? So would you say a lot of the ideas come to you just in conversation, or when you're smoking and you're sitting there, you're watching something, you're talking something, or there's no like...
When I'm like working out, if I go for a hike or something,
you
just get the blood going through you. Just fucking...
Endorphins?
Yeah.
Shit in a pill and sell it. God damn it.
Adderall.
Is it?
I don't know.
It really is, though, I will admit. But going on a hike, just getting the blood flow, even when I like, and I'm sure you could idea, like in airports, when you're just jazzing from one gate to another or whatever the
usually
fuck.
Usually I'm by myself, that's when a lot of them come to me, or conversations, but.
Being alone helps, or driving. Driving is a good
one. Driving is good. Right before I go to sleep is a big one. Right before I go to sleep or shower is like a big one. I can just block everything out right before I go to sleep, and then an idea will hit me, and then I have to decide if it's funny enough for me to get up.
How can you boost endorphins levels? Eat dark chocolate. Yep. So, funny enough, I remember my senior year in college, I went to Coachella. I don't know if I've told this story, and I took Molly for the first time ever, and I knew I was going to get really sad, and I go, fuck, how do I heal this? And then I went online before ChatGPT, hey now, Google the boomer way, and it was like, eat chocolate and smell lavender or something. So I went to Target that night when I got back to San Jose, and I was like, give me chocolate and lavender. And now to this day, like my favorite scent is lavender, I think because of that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe I'm bisexual. I don't know.
Maybe.
But,
that's a little faggy. But I will say the chocolate is real. I take chocolate supplements just so I can get my fix of like.
What are you Yeah. What do you mean? What's
they sell it in a fucking pill.
Like chocolate?
Yeah.
Is that M&M?
But why don't you just eat chocolate?
It's like super condensed dark. Like you're getting a huge dose of
cacao.
Cacao. It's like pure cacao.
Holy shit!
But like it helps. It's like great before you go running and stuff, and it helps your brain, and it does all sorts of.
Does it really?
But like. I'm not eating chocolate bars every day, so that shit.
Does it? Do you feel the difference?
I at least when I work out, I feel like
I need all the supplements. I need someone to be like, these are the things that are going to make you smarter. These are things that make you.
Turmeric is also an anti. Turmeric is like a miracle.
What's it doing?
Really? I thought it was anti-inflammatory.
Anti-inflammatory. I forget. It does like it's like of in all the videos where they say you eat this food to de-age. Like turmeric is in all those videos. And so I take that shit. Also blueberry supplements, because blueberry is supposed to be good as good as like chocolate in terms of like what you need.
Dude, in the future you're just gonna be eating like pill breakfast. You're like, I take a pill scrambled egg.
I do. I also take my mushrooms in pill form too.
I saw that. Not that you did it. I'm saying I saw the pills and the mushrooms and stuff.
I also just like it because you know exactly what, if you're used to that brand or you're used to that like dosage, you know exactly what you're getting. It's not like you're taking a bite off of some plant or fungi and thinking like,
oh, we're talking tripping.
Oh, we're talking psilocybin. I thought we were talking about like not the.
We're not talking lion's mane.
Great.
We about to see some lion's mane. And so would you say like a microdose like helps you, or you just want to like just have like a fun day? It's not like a separate like creative thing?
Microdoses, they can help me be creative. They really help me get through a party. I feel like I'm a better conversationalist an hour deep into it.
You know, it's interesting. The first time we met, I don't know if you remember this, we were at his
birthday.
And we had not a long, I would say 5 to 6 minute conversation, and your party, we can cut this if you don't want this in it.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, great. Your party had a mushroom bar. I think you frequented it quite a bunch.
I did.
Before we talked.
Oh, yeah.
But we had a really, really nice conversation. I don't know if you remember it, but we had a really nice conversation.
Like, you look like a squirrel, but it was awesome. Yeah.
When I'm on mushrooms, I feel like I connect deeper to what I'm really feeling, and I can like
express. I felt it, dude. Yeah. I really did. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even like a. We didn't do the. So where are you from? It was just. I don't just even really right know what we talked about. But, which I love. Which is my favorite type of person. We're just like, I don't care. What are you? How do you fit? And we had
do
a
you
great.
We talked about by chance.
I honestly don't remember a lot of my conversations, but I remember you had portraits of yourself all over this mansion.
I do remember
now
that.
Now it sounds weird, but yeah, it was a bunch of like younger photos. That sounds even worse. It was photos of me as a child with my penis out. It was I was young, I was oiled up.
Yeah.
No, it was just a birthday party, and I just had a bunch of like photos of me throughout the years up there, which
that was a fun.
That was such a for me, like, that was so inspiring to go to that party and see, because I remember the you that I met at, I don't remember meeting you, but I remember the coffee that we had. Going from that and then seeing you at this party and seeing who was there and how far you've come, and like, it was right when you dropped a special, I think, on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it was just like such a milestone moment. I was just so proud of you in that
thank
space
you,
right
That's
there.
So nice.
And you were so nice to everyone. You were very, like, every time I saw you, there was, like, there must have been fucking, like, 200 people there or something
holy shit. Yeah, thanks, man. That was a lot of fun. It was one of those things where I have this friend, Brandon. This guy's great.
I know.
Yes. All the
right
Brandons
here.
In my life are great. But this guy's so good at connecting me with everything. And then, like, the day of the party, he's like, hey, I got a shroom guy who wants to come. Free of charge, he'll just pop up and give out shrooms. And I'm like, all right. The amount of texts I got the next day, they were like, dude, I was absolutely floored off my ass last night on mushrooms. What the fuck happened? I'm like, they were like, I was like, are you okay? Did you have fun? They're like, it was the best time ever.
Yeah, it was like a truly Hollywood, like it felt very like a Hollywood party.
Well, that's like why I thought it was funny. It's like, I don't really throw parties. I had thrown two for my birthdays, and I was like, it would be funny to be like, oh, hell yeah, it's a mansion in the hills? Fuck it, there's a shroom bar.
Yeah, shroom bar. And there was a weed lounge and people walking around with, like, trays with, like, joints on them. Like, it was, like, it was probably one of the best parties I've been to in my life. And I have no reason to suck your dick, but that was a fun party.
Do you know the journey of the mushrooms that I grabbed from the bar and put in a bag? Do you know the journey of those mushrooms that I got from your party? Do you know this?
Like, where they're grown?
No. I'll walk you.
Where they went from that party
to? Yep.
No. Okay. Inform me.
So this is great. So I took those mushrooms and I had them with me for a very long time. I'm not really a drug person, but I'm like, I'll use these at some point. And my current girlfriend right now, 2 years ago, we were going on, we went to Palm Springs or whatever the fuck, or Joshua Tree, sorry. And we were like, to do mushrooms, because we both only done them like one time before that. And we're like, all right, let's do them. And so we took those mushrooms and we ate them. And we had like I've said this on a pod, but we had like a transcendent experience. And we just, that's when we like express like our love for each other and blah, blah, blah. And because of those mushrooms.
From the party?
I'm telling you, those mushrooms... In some odd way, like you, not even
I'm
odd
a shaman.
Way. That's what I'm saying.
I love shaman.
You directed our love. Shaman. I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at Uncommon Goods. Dude, the holidays are, of course, amongst us, all right? And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Dude, you discover presents that feel meaningful and personal and never rushed or last minute, dude. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S., okay? Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen.
And they have stuff for everyone, from moms and dads to kids to teens, for book lovers to sports fans to foodies, mixologists, gardeners, whatever you need, they got it. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Plus, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Every purchase is a choice to choose something remarkable and feel good about where your money goes. With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they will give $1 back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/socks. That's uncommongoods.com/socks. Get something unforgettable.
Goddamn.
Were they in that? I just remember there being a wicker basket with just a mound. It was like this big.
It was
big.
So much, dude. And you could just grab.
You just people walking around, would you like some mushrooms?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. And lose your mind. And there was an inflatable room with light up walls and couches on the roof.
Those were the mushrooms. Those were the mushrooms. Yeah, that was a random office.
On the second, on the patio up there, there was like a little like tripping center where you go in and you sit on. There was like bean bags on the floor, and okay. You set it up. I don't know.
This would be so funny if it was just in your room when you were so fucking high on mushrooms.
Yeah, I don't know. But you know how people talk about a wedding where they're like, it went by so fast and I don't remember anything. That's literally how I felt throwing a birthday party. I was like, yeah, I was there. It was so fast. I said hello to a bunch of people. I took a bunch of shots. And I ended up taking mushrooms at the end of the night, and then it's just done. And then they're like, and here's a bill. I'm like, fuck. But yeah, I remember taking those mushrooms and I was having so much fun and I was like laughing my ass off. And then I got home and I was floored off mushrooms. My cat was sitting on my chest. I felt he was like the size of like a pharaoh that like Egyptian
like
times.
A sphinx.
Yeah, yeah. Sphinx, uh-huh. Like, but like the stone one. He was like, and he was purring. My whole body was like going with the purrs. Like I felt and I remember staring at him and be like, am I a good cat dad?
Wow.
Oh, and what did he say back?
He said, fuck you.
Damn. That's rough. That's rough.
Left the turn.
But yeah, I like, and like everything, it brought me, you know, people say they have like these, like, these clarity moments. I like everything in my life made sense, whether it was good or bad. I was like, the reason I am this or that, the reason I feel this or the reason I don't feel that is because, like, it was so clear to me. It was pretty crazy.
Very in touch with yourself and your place and everything.
I wish I touched myself. I was very, yeah, I was into.
I can't come on mushrooms.
Really?
Cannot.
Take a mushroom, but you can't shoot a mushroom.
Dude, let me tell you something. Rock hard, fucking,
really?
Can't come. I mean,
really?
Dude, can't.
Because she looks like a caterpillar.
Maybe. I wish I could because I feel like it would be this, like, fucking moment of jism everywhere. I can't bring myself to it.
I've done, like.
And I can come. Brandon, I can come.
Don't get twisted. Make promises.
I can come lickety split. I can't.
Mushrooms are the opposite. It's like an aphrodisiac to me. Blow me up. I have several in the chamber.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding. Wow. Mushrooms are sometimes, if I'm not in the mood, I'll take a mushroom.
And then what happens?
It's funny. You're like, all right, get ready for a crazy night. And then if you take a little bit too much, you're just on the couch like, don't touch me.
No.
Naked, rock hard. Get me out of here.
Oh. Yeah, but I wish.
It's a wild ride. I love being hard on a mushroom. Because you are kind of like that, but you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I think because I'm so like that, I can't get locked into what's happening. I feel like I'm like, oh, I'm having sex, but also there's trees and the trees turned into the house. And am I in a tree or actually a tree house? Like I get so, I'm like all over the place. When I'm sober, I can like lock in.
Yeah.
I'm having sex, now it's time to come. But it's just like.
And you say that out loud, right?
I do. Sex, come now.
I'm doing this.
I don't think I've had a bad trip on mushrooms. I've watched Drag Race on mushrooms and those fucking queens march out of the TV.
Holy shit, fun.
Tits first and everything.
I literally thought you meant an actual drag race. And I was like, walk me through that. But you meant drag, I got it.
Tits and tucks.
Tits and tucks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now that shirt would do numbers.
Did you feel like you were a part of the party when it was like happening, or were you dodging Matrix style?
It's such a colorful show, and then I just noticed like the colors came out of the TV, and then the room was colorful, so it felt like the TV was spilling whatever what was inside of it. Colors are just. I've never seen manifested things before on mushrooms. I never hallucinated
me
something.
Neither.
I do. I mean, the things that all are, you know, they're already in front of me do warp and wobble.
Do like heightened,
and do weird shit. But like what was it Midsummer? If you ever seen Midsummer, that nailed it perfectly. Like that's exactly what it looks like. But no, I've never had a bad experience. I also don't abuse it.
I don't abuse it either.
Trip to become like non-existent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, your party was definitely one of the most blasted trips I've ever been on in terms of that.
Well, I think a lot of people are used to like microdosing, myself included. I've only done it like twice, but these were like full blown, like the stems.
They were like dick sized fucking.
I would be blessed if I had that. It was a big boy. And I remember asking him, like, is this. My problem is I asked the guy who shrooms and sells them regularly, and I'm like, is this enough? He's like, that's perfect. I'm like, that's awful. I might as well ask like an alcoholic, like, yo, so you think 1 liter of Captain Morgan is good? Like, for him, he's like, yeah, that's good for me.
Right,
and I should
right.
be like, I'm a bitch, I'm a novice. You know, I feel something off an Advil. What should I be taking right now?
I'm more of a Tylenol guy.
But damn.
I, am I misremembering? There was like a Jesus-looking shaman dude that was with the mushrooms.
Again, that was the mushrooms.
That was, yeah, yeah. There was no Jesus.
I actually don't know. I want to say yes.
I want to say there was like a guy there that was like, yes, this does this. You're going to go on a... He might have just been some guy at the party who hung out by the mushrooms.
I've only thrown two parties in my entire life, but I'll still, to this day, I was at somewhere random, like somewhere super random. And they were like, dude, I was at your birthday party 3 years ago. And they also brought up the shroom theme. Like, who is all there?
I'm telling you.
Like, dude, everyone was there.
Yeah. Those mushrooms, they were, I mean, you know, magical, but they were. They really were.
They did the job.
Well, shit, my birthday's coming up in December. Should I fucking rip it again?
Yes.
The most embarrassing part is putting my age on there. Yeah, Trevor's 33rd birthday. Oh, put this shit on an IHOP.
Dude, you can rent an IHOP the other day. Actually, renting an IHOP would be a dope party.
IHOP, look, don't even get me. Now you're getting me hard. IHOP is one of my favorite restaurants, I swear to God. I love it so much.
I just love the diner.
You should tag them in a story post. They've probably never been tagged by anybody. They'd be what the fuck is this?
Correct, yeah.
I saw there's an IHOP in Venice. It's pretty funny. They have a sign out front. It's like, rent this out for a business meeting. So I was like, if you are renting an IHOP, your business is in the trash. It's in the gutter.
It's not doing good. No.
Also, you don't need to rent it. You could just have a meeting at an IHOP.
How many people you got? Eight people at a table. Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? I will say IHOP on a Sunday is slammed. So not to slander, because they're doing 90% of the money comes from a church crowd on a Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah. The pancakes?
What is this? Kevin Bacon and IHOP team up to give out $5 all-you-can-eat pancakes since they both turned 65 this summer.
Also, his name's Bacon. Bacon, so that kind of helps, right?
I mean, let's go with Bacon. His name ain't Kevin Pancakes.
But that's what I thought it was. No, Bacon, haha, breakfast.
Give
not even
free
that.
Bacon.
It's crazy.
I love bacon. No, actually, I'm okay on it.
Why'd you retract?
Because I just... like, imagine eating bacon, and I've had a lot of bad bacon. You know, you just, like, overcooked bacon, or ones that was just
I've
all fat.
I've never heard anyone say they didn't thoroughly enjoy bacon. Unless for a religious reason.
Yeah. I've had some bad bacon. Those hotel bacons, where it's, like, translucent.
But is that even
That's
bacon?
What I'm talking about, though. That's, like, what I eat, because I'm always traveling. Like, hotel bacon.
Continental breakfast. First of all, they're like, yeah, when you're checking in, they're like, and our breakfast will be from 4 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Yeah. Ain't breakfast.
Yeah.
That is night owl hours.
It's also like I'm checking in at 2:30 a.m. What the fuck are you telling me this information
But
for?
Then you wake up in time for it. The bacon's translucent. The water is somehow in a pond. Or the scrambled eggs are in a pond.
What's that water coming from?
I don't know.
Why are the scrambled eggs in water?
No, it's all sketchy. Or like if you were to go to like the lounges at the airports, it's virtually the same shit. If you go in the morning,
I tried to make a video about that. Like all airport lounge food is pretty shit. And then everyone comes, well, not the JFK and the...
It's all shit.
I went to one video. I went to one lounge and made a video about it. I don't do research. No, I just got this funny post.
My dinner last night was lounge food.
Okay.
All right. Making that money.
Where?
At Delta Detroit.
Holy shit. Were you in Detroit for a convention?
Con, yeah.
For Blitzo stuff?
Yeah, well, it's funny because like half the people who line up at my table are for like my YouTube characters and half of them are for Hell of a Boss or Has Been Hotel. And it's because I was in an animated series that got my foot in the door of the con circuit.
Mm.
But the people who line up for me are largely, you know...
It's like Venn diagram. It's like they both watch both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because there's a amount of times where all... videos or sketches you've been on my channel, even if it's just like there's a Talk About one where you just did voiceover on it, people are like, is that Blitzo? I know I hear Blitzo.
Oh my God,
I don't know, it's like you're in so many parts of the internet and online, which I love. That's always been my goal.
He's definitely like one of the characters that people would know me from. He's become a good majority of my current identity at this iteration
which
of
is
my
awesome.
Life. But no, it's crazy. When people recognize me, I don't just assume they know me because there are people who've never even seen Hell of a Boss. And so but yeah, cons are like...
What are the cons like? You're kind of just behind a table, and it's just people coming up and all...
To me, it is the... Well, it's the most legitimate way to make money that isn't like selling them something or a product or a Kickstarter or something like... Yeah. You are literally signing... like it's just such a transparent transaction, and you get to have... And really, what they're not buying the autograph. They're not buying the selfie. What they're buying is that moment that you get to connect with them and look them in the
conversation.
Eye. And I think eye contact is 80% of that. Just look them in the eye and feel how they're feeling. You know, some people are feeling a million different things when they walk up to you. Someone could be depressed or happy or crying happy or whatever. So it's just like trying to match that energy with them. Like that's what they're paying for. And so that's what I try to give, you know, the best possible experience of. But yeah, it is. It is just. It's taken the place of my former stand-up life. Like I used to do stand-up in different.
I didn't know that.
I did like character. Like I was a. It was like a one character show. So each tour was like a different tour for a different character.
Oh, cool.
And so yeah, but then the cons kind of took over, and I kind of. Part of me likes doing them more because every con, you have an hour panel and the crowd is way bigger than any crowd I've been able to sell out as a stand-up comic.
Yeah. Oh,
and so it's like often a crowd of at least like 500, sometimes it's like over 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And you just get that with every con.
And you do the same, you throw some jokes in there.
It's always jokes.
From that tour, yeah.
Yes, because a lot of the other cast that I work with on Has-Been, no shade to them, but they answer the questions that are asked. That's it. They answer.
Right.
And I've heard this shit a million times. Every weekend we're in a different city being asked the same questions. I like to be weird on stage, and I like to do things that are weird.
Yeah, your feet are out.
And things more. Yes. Well, not my socks. I'm not. That would be worth a lot more.
Yeah, that's where the fans really pay the money.
AWOL to this episode. But... No, I love just doing weird shit on panels. I love being like bringing.
And that's also
the,
why people like they're like, oh, they like to see that side.
I just judge a panel like the quality of time that the audience had based on how often I heard whether it's a laugh or like a chuckle, any kind of if I'm hearing positive, you know, reactions from them, I'm seeing smiles. Then I feel like it doesn't matter what the fuck I'm saying, like they're having a good time, and. Yeah, and I still answer the questions, but I kind of don't really. I give like a, because a lot of the questions we get asked every weekend, and so I'll semi-answer it and then like do something weird or funny. Anyway, yeah, it's
the conventions are paying you to be there, or the show is paying you to be there.
There's a guarantee. Like they say, like we'll pay you this much, we'll guarantee you this much money. But if you sell prints that go, you know, then. But every con's different. Usually there's a guarantee, and then. If you make more with prints or photos and stuff than the guarantee, then you know, then it doesn't matter. But arguably it's a lot. It's more than doing stand-up for at least for my shows. I had a really hard time selling shows because people know me. It's like the people that are coming to the cons, they're the crowd I wish I could sell tickets to when I did stand-up.
Got
so it's not
it.
That the audience wasn't there, it's just they weren't in like the comedy scene, or they didn't go out to comedy shows.
It's also
shows.
Hard to compete because the con is like there's so many. There's you're gonna be there, then they're gonna be there, and she's gonna be there.
Yeah.
And you can like kind of like hit the gauntlet of all your favorite people, whether it's YouTube or TV or any of that. Yeah. But sometimes the show is just one person, and you really. And that's why when people do show up to the shows, like, oh, I fucking love you, because you're like, hey, we came to see you. That's like the closest bond. But sometimes the con is just hard to compete with. It's just like a music festival versus just seeing one artist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it's like sometimes people wait to the Coachella's because like, well, not only can we see her, but we can see 10 other people.
God damn. Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at GLD. All right, buying men's jewelry used to be a freaking nightmare, especially around the holidays, okay? It was either cheap stuff that broke after a week or crazy overpriced with ridiculous freaking markups. That's why we rock with GLD, okay? They changed the game. You get quality jewelry that's built to last without blowing your freaking entirety holiday budget on one item, okay? And unlike a lot of other companies, GLD only uses real gold, okay? None of that cheap stuff. Every single stone is meticulously hand set, plus their proprietary production process makes sure they're getting the highest quality jewelry possible, okay? You can literally see and feel the difference.
It makes a great gift. I mean, I've always wanted to be a chain guy, and I've always been too scared to take the risk. They sent us some stuff, and I was like, this is what I was looking for. It's the perfect length. It's not too saggy. It's not like a choker. It rests perfectly, especially with like a tank top underneath. It looks clean, man. I really do enjoy it. And dude, they sent me some stuff on the personal side years back when I was making some videos with it. They've been around for a while, and they're making good quality stuff, and it's legit stuff, dude. So whether you want something more flashy or casual, I think GLD really has both sides covered. Plus, they have some really cool opportunities, dude. You can also send them your old... Plus, you can also create fully custom pieces, which is kind of insane to do, from one-of-a-kind pendants to iced-out chains designed exactly how you want them. If you got the design in mind, GLD's custom shop will bring it to life. I mean, they also have insane collabs with, like, the NFL, so you can get every NFL team on a pendant this season. Also collabs with the NBA, WNBA, MLB, NCAA, MLS, and even DC Comics, dude. Chains, pendants, you rep this, what you love. Throw that bitch on a Rams jersey. Boy, we're going to the Super Bowl. Not after the Panthers game, but whatever. Who gives a Get a Panthers pennant while you're at it. So work hard and change the game, dude. GLD's holiday deal is really unbeatable. For a limited time and a limited time only, new customers get 50% off at GLD.com. When you use code SOCKS, that's 50% off. That's the biggest deal I think we've ever had through an ad. 50% off with code SOCKS at GLD.com. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Tell them we sent you.
Goddamn.
It's great. Every weekend I meet like a different batch of celebrities. A lot of them are at the same cons. I'll see them over and over. But like just this last weekend, I worked with a cast of Scream. And,
oh, cool.
The weekend before that, it was the Reno 911 gang. And they always do it in their uniforms.
Yes, yeah.
And fucking just like William Shatner, like all these people that I grew up with. And they're just like coworkers now. And these are our cubicles.
That's so cool.
And like you're just like next to William Shatner for a weekend or Giancarlo Esposito. And you have to act like everything's normal.
How long are these? Like
they're usually like 3 days, like 3 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And how many booths are there normally?
There's usually a lot. Like most cons that I go to have a guest list of over like 30 people.
Oh shit.
Like it's a lot of, and they're not all actors. Like some of them are wrestlers. Some of them are, y'all would make a killing at a con if you did cons. People would.
You know, how much do they pay? And we'll bleep it out if you don't mind me asking.
Hey, it's like enough to buy a really nice pair of underwear every weekend.
Holy shit!
It's
$62.
What kind of underwear do you wear? That's
I don't know. That's I really just nice. Made up a
that's
number.
Really, yeah.
I mean, are you an underwear no guy? That wasn't a sentence.
I like wearing boxer briefs if I'm gonna wear, and I'm certainly nothing too tight, but nothing too loose either. It needs to be a very because also I wear for one of my characters. I wear very tight underwear because his shorts go down to here, and you can't let anything fall out. And that's not
I
fun.
Wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah, falling out.
Tiny cock is my joke.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I mean, I've grown accustomed to it.
The thing about the boxes that I wore in like middle school, they were so loose.
Yeah.
And just aromatic.
Dude, I would wear those.
Could hold a fart for an hour.
Those are the opposite, I feel like.
Oh, they let them out?
Well, yeah. I mean, like.
They would just billow out.
What were those called? But they weren't like briefs, but they didn't like dude, what did I those do? Were those just a condom for your jeans?
I would wear boxers and then gym shorts, like and one shorts, and then I'll put jeans on. Like for some odd reason, like that was the thing to do. I'm like,
but you were on the basketball team. You like kind of had to.
Yeah, but it was just like, what am I doing? Like,
you wore the gym shorts under your jeans?
Yeah.
There was an era, was a thing that like all the kids who hooped at our school would do that. And I almost think it was like, so a girl, like she like reached down for a pencil and be like, are those basketball shorts?
So weird.
Do you play sports?
I think that was a tactic.
Yeah.
I think you knew what you were doing.
What's also just so funny, because then you're just like, at any given moment, you're ready to hoop. That's kind of awesome. It's like kind of your Clark Kent.
You know what is so funny? I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
Yeah.
Like any time
off,
of the day.
Ball on.
Scoop. What's up? Yeah.
Whose idea was stiff socks?
I think it was a joint. We were at a coffee shop, and we were just bing-bonging ideas. And I don't know. Because we didn't want to do like the Trevor Michaels show. Like it's just there's no like what we love about the name Stiff Socks is it's so unserious that like if you get mad at it you're like yeah but the name is come Nike
in
sock.
Your sock like yeah. it comes great, up, yeah like,
so it's just it lets you know the premise before you even listen because if you listen to, like the Trevor Michaels show it sounds like it's gonna be political it sounds like it's gonna be like, what is our stance on the current political climate but this is just silly goofy
semen in socks
silly semen
and
socks.
You watch an episode and you will see men.
You will see, man.
See, man. I really don't know. I think it was like, I don't know if there's any iterations before that.
I really think we were like, we riffed like a couple ideas and then we're like, that one.
Yeah. Just felt right.
I like that. No, this is very casual. This is very, like, for being in a white void, this is a very, like, cozy, intimate chat we've
had. It did
feel
cozy, intimate. Yeah.
Yeah. And the podcast studio is a lot more intimate, but we wanted to get you for the guessing who game, which, you know, depending on Jack's workflow, is out now or is not out now. We have two questions.
This is Sock Talk. This is from Angela. I pretend to be on a Zoom meeting whenever someone knocks at my door, so I don't have to answer it. I even nod and type sometimes to sell it, just in case they're peeking through the window. When did we all get scared to answer the door?
I'm so scared to answer the door.
It is true.
I'm so scared to answer the door.
I do feel scared to answer the door.
When the DoorDash guy knocks, I'm furious.
My dick retracts.
The food.
Well, it's true. Knocking on someone's door is a little rude because you're just saying, not only do I need your time right now, I need your eye contact, I need you to get your ass up, I need you to open this fucking thing.
Answer it.
Get up. First of all, I don't work for you. Leave the food.
Leave it.
Because then, yes, because to get up, and I have a dog. My dog's losing her fucking mind, and I got to get up. Yeah. I got to put my shorts back on. I'm jerking my dick. And then, you know what I mean? It's a whole thing.
Hopefully not on mushrooms, because that's a long job then. I always text him, I say, leave it, and then the emoji of the gun.
Can I say what I've been doing for real recently? And this is,
leave it or you'll leave this earth.
I've been writing back, don't knock on the door or ring the bell. My baby's asleep.
That's people what I've been love writing. People with babies.
That's pretty good.
That's what I've been writing.
And then they go, yo, I'm a fan of the podcast. You don't have no fucking kids.
Then I'm fucked.
You think you never have kids? You're 33. You're 33?
32.
Yeah, but they know we don't have kids. We haven't said
it. Do you have kids?
I have no kids.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
Do you have any kids?
Do I? No, I don't
have
kids.
The only thing worse than a rapist is?
A child. And I still stand by that. Actually, there's one thing worse. Children, I think, stand.
Multiple, not just one.
Multiple.
Oh, right.
No,
I had a guy knocking my door recently, like going door to door. And I was like, brother, that's a little outdated. Just buy a Facebook ad.
What was he selling?
I don't know. I looked out my window and I saw him and he waved at me and I was just like, no. And they walked away.
Oh, you
away.
Hit him with the no?
Yes.
That's great.
But I was like on, like, I was like no, whatever you're selling door to door, they're not going around door to door selling like, yo, Bitcoin's about to boom, get in now.
You're right. Are you ever afraid you're going to answer your door, someone's going to recognize you? Because they're not going to not.
I think it happened last night. I got pizza and the guy looked at me and he goes, oh, all right.
Can't do that.
But, you know, and I agree, it was a DoorDash thing, but I was about to write, leave it on the ground, but it was raining and the ground is sopping wet.
Leave
it. What pizza? Not get recognized, maybe get recognized, maybe it comes back, slits my throat. Had the pizza, wasn't wet.
How to get a porch.
God damn it, Brandon, you're so smart.
Put a little fucking pizza.
I need to have like an overhang that just says, packages, pizza, right here. Because Amazon will leave that bitch in the rain. They don't, give,
they
a
don't
fuck.
Give a fuck.
They literally see it's raining and they go, well, I'm in the rain, so why not you? Shing.
Dude, I have an Amazon locker at my apartment complex. It broke. They're just leaving it everywhere now. Like, I walked in they don't give a fuck.
And what building do you live in?
Yeah, what's the code to get in?
What's the code?
And what time to drop off packages? Yeah, that would always stress me up.
One of these years, I'm just going to start stealing Amazon packages. I get shit stolen all the time.
Do you really?
I'm just going to fucking do it one year. I think a lot of the people who steal them they're probably people who get shit stolen from them. But, you know, fuck it. I'm going to scratch the earth's back.
Yeah.
But it's weird because
then
you're just, but it's just a grab bag. You're like, I don't need a dildo and an apple. You know what I mean? Like,
where
it's
are
just
you finding
weird.
This at?
Another one? Another you need to address?
A dildo and an apple. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a lot of disappointment when you.
That's
open.
What I'm saying.
If you start getting a lot of shit stolen, you should just start ordering insane stuff and just to maybe like almost like poop dollar them, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that was
like a spatula and a bike chain. Like, what? Why? I don't need any of this.
I could use both those, but I think something where it's like if you keep getting shit stolen from your house, you should like. There's a guy, Mark Rober.
Rober, I watched
the glitter bomb where it's like he kept having shit
and
stolen.
Fart spray.
Yeah, so he did one where it's like when you pick it up, it explodes with glitter. I'm going to do them, but with Swiss Army knives.
Oh, crap.
That would be fun.
That's death.
Just give them a package. They open it. Boom, instant sex change.
Yeah, or it's just me with my ass out. Do we have another question?
Secret sauce, my honest confession. I don't moan during sex. I quote movie lines. Like last week, I whispered, I'm the captain now.
Get out. That's my movie line and a movie title. Get out. I don't know if I.
I mean, if you're having a good time, for sure. But if it's like this like rough session of a sex and then you yell like dead man walking, come on.
I don't know any movie quotes.
I'm the captain now. Also, if that's a white guy, prison. You can't do that.
I'm the captain now.
Oh my Somali God. Pirate?
Captain Phillips? I'm the captain.
I don't know it. Oh my
God.
What
was the last movie you
watched? If he fucked me, I wouldn't get the reference.
You turn around, hold on, what was that? Was that one or two?
Is that
a sequel?
Oh,
we do a
God.
Movie that nobody knows? Like Sharknado 3, you haven't seen it?
No, that's a good one. Yeah, I'm more of a human centipede guy.
Oh, that's something you should quote.
Yeah.
I love, is my favorite line. I actually met the actor who was in one of the films. She was like, I'm the C. I was like, oh.
No.
Because it was A, B, C, D, however. But she was like, I'm the one that... She had her mouth right on someone's ass and...
Please tell me this isn't a bit.
It's not a bit.
You met C?
Yeah.
The breath smell like shit?
Comedy.
Remember Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah.
I've memorized the part in the music where the good part happens.
The good part?
When the poop comes out. When the people are watching it, I know the note the music hits, so I know what the react. Because it's all the reactions that are left now, and they're... If you don't know where the poop's coming, you don't know, like, you want to know what they're looking at.
I haven't seen that in so long, but it's a vivid memory. It's Two Girls, One Cup, Mr. Hands, and Cake Farts. Those, like, the trifecta of, like, E-bomb's world. Are you about to pull it up, Jack? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, I don't want to see that, man.
Or one...
I wanted to know when it starts to poop.
Well, yeah, it's the when... Dun, 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 bum, bum, bum.
That's when the music goes the music. Up. I mean...
Right. Poop. Right there.
Is that right?
Yep.
Is that right?
It's not on the screen.
Come on. Don't lie to me.
But I know. Yeah, I know when it comes out. Anyway, that and the One Man, One Jar. That's a classic. We all know that one.
Well, speaking of One Man and One Jar, Brandon Rogers, thank you so much for joining us on an episode.
Man.
A remote location of Stiff Socks, usually in the studio, but we got you, luckily enough, for a very fun YouTube game, which, again, if Jack is on his shit, comes out the same day or week as this podcast. Brandon Rogers.
You know, Jack's a proctologist. I feel so sorry, because he has to dig through Jack's shit.
And he poops now.
You're gonna yeah. Both of you are going to go and watch and confirm and make sure.
100%.
I'm going to look like a podcast.
I'm going to try to fart when it does it.
You feel a connection with, it's like you're part of the video.
I'll feel something in a connection. Starts with an E. Erection.
No,
Brandon Rogers, thank you so much for hopping on. Yeah.
That is it, guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We love you guys so much. I got a big old dick. Bye.
Okay.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.